In the hallways, I wanted to address something that happened yesterday in the 11 minutes that we have together today. It's obviously the horrific shooting in the Parkland High School in Florida. And to reflect a little bit about that in the context of what otherwise would be a day of unique simcha, Rosh Chodesh always has an aspect of simcha to it. Rosh Chodesh is called a moed. Rosh Chodesh, there's no hesped, there's no tainis. The only reason we don't say full Hallel is that there's no Isser Malacha, so it doesn't have a full status of Yom Tov. But Rosh Chodesh in general has a quality of Simcha to it, and over and above the generic Rosh Chodesh, certainly Mi Shenechnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha. But if you look at Rashi's comment on that Gemara in Masechas Tanis, Mi Shenechnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha, Rashi is Mechadesh, a very important din. Rashi says, Yimei Purim u'Pesach. Rashi doesn't think it's just Adar, but it's Purim continuing to Pesach. So that's a little strange, because the Gemara didn't say Mishenechnas Adar v'Nisan. It said Mishenechnas Adar. So then Rashi goes on to say, Yimei Nisim hayu li'Yisrael, that these were miraculous times for Klal Yisrael, for the entire Jewish people. So I think Rashi, in a certain sense, answers our question. Why does Rashi assume the din of Mishenechnas Adar applies to Nisan? He says the nature of the Simcha of Adar is that there was a miracle. And the miracle was that we were going to be utterly and completely annihilated. And instead, Lahudim Haytao Rav Simcha, V'sason V'ikar HaChodesh Asher Ne'apach Lahem Miyagon L'Simcha. And that applies the entire month. And we could develop why it applies the entire month in the position of the Yerushalmi, that you could read the Megillah the entire month. Not for now. But the basic idea that the Simcha relates to appreciating that we could have been destroyed, that life is very fragile, and thank God we were saved, was of course brought very close to home yesterday. The tragic murder of 17 students and teachers in Parkland High School in Florida should resonate with everybody in this room a certain way. I'll never forget when I was exactly your age, 19 years ago, the first major school shooting in the United States of America in Columbine High School in Colorado. Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold went in and gunned down their classmates in cold blood. And of course, since that time, we've become habituated and regulated to this kind of thing. Las Vegas, Orlando, San Bernardino, Fort Hood, Newtown. It's a complete desensitization to just how shocking this should all be. So we have to recognize the fragility of life. And everybody in this room has a special connection to the events of yesterday. But the Gemara Shabbos says a person dies, so the reaction of those around him is calibrated based on their position. So, Echad mina achim shemesu, the Gemara Shabbos says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, yid'agu kol achim. Echad mibnei chabura shemesu, yid'agu kol achabura. The idea is that if you have an association with the person, so you feel a greater sense of trepidation. So as high school students, you can all appreciate the tragedy just as I could 19 years ago in Columbine High School. I was literally transfixed by these events. They were new at that time. And to appreciate, just as your, God willing, entire lives are open in front of you, the tragedy of thinking about the lives of the students, as well as the teachers, but in your case, particularly the students, which are cut down, and will never come to their full expression. So, Mishenechnas Adar, Marbim B'Simcha, what that's about is recognizing how fragile all of life really is. And how you can't take for granted. You wake up every day and you come to school and look forward to a very, very bright future, obviously, as you should. How that future was so cruelly robbed from individuals in this country, both Jewish and non-Jewish alike. And let's be very clear. And we said Hallel this morning as part of our minhag of saying Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. It's not only our aspiration, Yomar Na Yisrael, that the Jewish people should be the ones to say Kiri Olam Chasdo, but as the Pasuk says, Hallelu Es Adonai Kol Goyim Shabichuhu Kol Ha'umim. We aspire that the entire world should have a meaningful relationship with God, and how tragic and how sad it is, Lo hamesim yahalleluyah v'lo kol yordei duma, that opportunity has been stripped from all of these innocent individuals whose lives were cut so tragically short. And so we have a dual responsibility today in terms of reflecting on this tragedy, even as we mark Mishenichlas Adar Marben Besimcha, which I've tried to explain, is really rooted in the idea of the fragility of life. That's why Rashi says it continues to Pesach, because in Pesach the same Nisim happened. We were Avadim, and all of a sudden we became Bnei Chorin. We remember how difficult things were. As the Pasuk says in the Megillah on any number of occasions, that Haman's desire was La'abed es kol ha-Yehudim. So the continuation of the Pasuk is strange. Once you establish, Yehoni, that the aspiration was to destroy all the Jewish people, so why do you have to go and specify the doctors and the accountants? And they're all included. The children, the adults. But why are we emphasizing this? All you have to say is La'abed es kol ha-Yehudim. Kol ha-Yehudim means kol ha-Yehudim, every Jew. Whether one day old or 100 years old, male or female. So what's the Pasuk say? So borrow the terminology that we use when we learn Gemara, in our derech and the Brisker derech, so we would say that there are two dinim. That Haman aspired to kill each and every Jew. He also aspired to destroy the Jewish nation. As he told Achashverosh, Yeshno am echad mifuzar miforad bein ha'amim b'chol medinos malchusecha. So likewise, our sense of tragedy today has a dual aspect. For every individual whose life was cut short, and their families whose lives will never be the same, if you're a parent of a child that was gunned down yesterday in Parkland, Florida, I assure you, your life will never be the same. Every day, for the rest of that mother or father's life, they'll think about their son or daughter. We can't understand what that means. Nobody can understand unless somebody's gone through it. So that's one aspect of the reflection of today, of all the individuals. But as we said just a moment ago, there's also a national aspect. La'abed es kol ha-Yehudim. We have to have some level of mourning for our nation. Because our nation, unfortunately, over the last 19 years, it's gone from this being shocking. When Columbine happened, it was literally wall-to-wall coverage for a week. The nation was transfixed. It's before September 11th. People couldn't believe that teenagers would go into their high school and gun down their classmates. Now? It makes the news, to be sure. But 48 hours from now, it's a headline. I don't even know if it made the top headline yesterday when I checked online after I heard in the hallways. I saw it was the third headline. It wasn't even the top headline. So there's a national component to the mourning as well, where we have to ask ourselves, as citizens of this country, which is the only advanced country in this world where these things happen and happen on a regular basis, what is going on? That what was in my lifetime, we're not talking about in the late 19th century, in my lifetime, when I was your age, when I was sitting in your seat, it's not that long ago, it was shocking. Something like this could happen. And now, like I said, Las Vegas, Orlando, San Bernardino, Fort Hood, Virginia Tech, Newtown. The list just goes on and on. And that's an aspect of the tragedy as well. And so, Aleinu, it's incumbent upon all of us as we think about the Simcha of Adar being rooted, as Rashi says, in Yimei Nisim, in the miraculous salvation that we experienced, to recognize the fragility of life, to share in the suffering of those individuals whose lives were taken yesterday and those whose lives were destroyed yesterday, their families and those who were maimed and wounded as well, and to pray for their recovery. But also, what each and every one of you has to do, and I hope to God that you'll outstrip my generation in this regard, is to think about how we can heal our society. a society in which, just give me 10 seconds to finish, somebody can take an AR-15, assault rifle, and gun down his classmates. That's a sickness. And we need to be aware of that as well.